8 Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, Gemma Tarlack is with us to look at some of the most intriguing stories in the world of science.
First, a new program at the University of Wisconsin-Madison will cover 4 years of tuition and fees for incoming Wisconsin students whose families make $56,000 or less a year.
The plan is called a Bucky's Tuition Promise, and it's scheduled to take effect this fall.
Derek Kindle is the Director of Student Financial Aid at the UW-Madison. Derek, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
Derek, can you tell us about the goals of the Bucky's Tuition Promise?
Sure. The goal is really simple in that we want to be able to communicate to students and families very clearly about what the commitment of UW-Madison is financially to them should they choose to attend here. And that's really the emphasis around creating Bucky's Tuition Promise.
I want to talk for families who are maybe already accepted into UW. This takes effect this fall, right?
That's correct. And so the families who have been accepted are early action, which was over December. Those students received a notice on last week. And students who applied on or before February 1st, provided they completed their FAFSA, they'll receive a notice for this coming fall as well.
And that's the key. There's not a separate application that people do, right? If they fill out the famous FAFSA form, that financial aid eligibility application form, UW already knows what it needs to know.
Yep, that's correct.
We're talking about Bucky's Tuition Promise, a new plan, a program just announced this week by, or last week, I should say, from UW-Madison, aiming to cover tuition for students from families making under a certain income amount. Derek Kindle is with us, Director of Student Financial Aid at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, telling us how the program works. It's scheduled to take effect, as he just mentioned, this fall. And Derek, where is this money coming from? This sounds like something that could be expensive.
The money is coming from our benefactors, and so our private donors who've donated to us fairly recently and those who continue to donate over time. We're using those resources to assist these students.
So if people are wondering if taxpayer money is going here, not so much?
No taxpayer dollars are used to fill this gap. Now, that is to say that the students who are in this program, many of them will already receive federal and state programs like they normally would under those criteria. But the gap filling, which is what the promise is completely done using private resources and not taxpayer dollars.
And about how many students will be affected by this for each incoming class?
We're anticipating about 800 students per incoming class. Of course, we know that that will perhaps change, and we hope it will go upwards each class. But of course, because we haven't had this program before, we don't have that precise modeling. But our anticipation is at least 800 students per incoming class.
Does this just apply to, I guess, what do you call traditional students just out of high school coming into college, or does it affect other categories of students too?
There is no requirement for Bucky Tuition Promise for this to be someone coming directly from a high school. So this covers both incoming freshmen who may be coming from high school, and it covers transfer students for 2 years.
And looking at some of the comments on our website, one listener wondered, how about non-traditional students, maybe a veteran or someone else returning to school much later than that, not a transfer, not an incoming high school student?
It applies to all students. So we're trying to make the criteria very simple. As long as the household adjusted gross income is at or below $56,000 and they're admitted beginning with the fall of 2018, they can be a non-traditional student, they can be a veteran who's returning to school after some time, or a veteran who's transferring from another institution. This would apply, again, to a student who, a Wisconsin resident who decided to go to Minnesota and wants to perhaps go back to Wisconsin and attend here. So it applies to all of those categories of students.
And some of our listeners were wondering why that $56,000 threshold, why was that amount chosen?
It's roughly the state median household income over the last couple of years averaged. And so we chose that number because it most consistently reflected the median of our state. And it's important to remember that this isn't just for families who make 56 or less. This is for families whose adjusted household income is 56 or less. So we know that there are some families whose income might be higher, their gross income, but the adjusted based on their federal tax return might be a bit lower. So that's an important distinction we would make.
And that's because they'd have more deductions because they have more kids,
correct,
or things like that?
Yep, that's absolutely correct.
Okay, and then...
So we don't want people to get discouraged who are making above 56, but whose adjusted gross income might be lower.
Now, do students who participate in this, are they expected to attend full-time?
They're strongly encouraged to attend full-time, but there is no full-time requirement. What we do caution against is not using full-time means you still get the same number of terms or semesters that we'll cover. So that is finite. So we'll cover the 8 semesters, for example, for incoming freshmen, 4 for an incoming transfer student.
And as I understand it, this would not apply if I want to get some credits in during the summer.
Correct. The university does have some other scholarship opportunities for summer enrollment, but Bucky's Tuition Promise specifically does not cover study abroad or summer enrollment.
And as I understand it, for families that get this notice that they can participate in Bucky's Tuition Promise, shouldn't throw away any applications to other kinds of financial aid. That could still be beneficial to them, right?
Oh, absolutely. We all know that there are additional costs above tuition and fees for any institution, and so anything that a student can get will certainly be helpful to offset their education-related expenses.
Can you talk about this in a big picture as far as the mission of UW-Madison and serving people around Wisconsin?
Sure. Our mission as the land-grant institution in Wisconsin is to make sure that we sort of open wide the gates of access to people around the state. And we've been doing so in many ways over the last several years, but we really try to determine how can we let people know in a way that they can easily understand and plan for many years down the road. And that is what we're doing. Historically, we've used expected family contribution, which is a sort of complicated algorithm that comes out of the FAFSA, and that really isn't the best communication piece for students or their families. And so using the adjusted gross income, where a student or a family can look at a line on their taxes, we're hoping will be a whole lot more clear, and making sure that we tell them up front that this is something you can count on for 4 years or 2 years, depending on how you're coming in, we also thought was incredibly important.
We'll leave it there for now. Derek, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob. Have a great day.
You too. That's Derek Kindle, Director of Student Financial Aid at the UW-Madison. He joined us to talk about a plan that pledges to cover tuition and selected fees for incoming Wisconsin students whose families make $56,000 adjusted or less each year.